Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today we cover Turkey's crackdown on decentralized exchanges, state stablecoin plans in Russia, a massive 14-year-old Bitcoin movement, a bank breach in Brazil, and more. Turkey's Capital Markets Board blocked access to PancakeSwap and 46 other crypto sites on July 3, 2025, citing unauthorized services under the capital markets law. Residents still may buy, hold, and trade, but platforms must now seek SPK approval. Russian conglomerate Rostec will launch RUBEX, a ruble-pegged token on the Tron network, with each token backed one-to-one by real rubles in a certified reserve. The project, approved by Russia's central bank, will use RTPay and audited code on GitHub. In Sweden, Minister of Justice Gunnar Strömmer urged police to seize criminal crypto gains under a forfeiture law from November 2024, which has frozen assets worth 80 million reais. He backed a proposal to build a Bitcoin reserve at the central bank. Former Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao's YZI Labs joined a $135 million Series E round, led by Goldman Sachs, Citadel, and DTCC, to boost digital assets Canton Network. The network already logs over $1.5 trillion in treasury repo volume monthly. World Liberty Financial proposed a community vote to make its WLFI token transferable on public markets, seeking to decentralize governance. A HarrisX poll shows 73% of US crypto investors approve former President Trump's policy, and 60% expect prices to rise next month. Amber International saw shares drop 6.7% after adding Sui, XRP, and BNB to its $100 million reserve. Meanwhile, the XRP ledger reported 34.6% growth in tokenized real-world assets to $157 million and plans a $200 million link with Mercado Bitcoin. Ondo Finance acquired Oasis Pro on July 4, 2025, gaining US broker-dealer and trading licenses to offer tokenized stocks. The real-world asset market now tops $24.7 billion and could reach $13 trillion by 2030, according to Mordor Intelligence. Ethereum's proof-of-stake upgrade cut energy use, but scaling remains a challenge. Gas fees spike during peak traffic, and proto-dank sharding waits up to 2 years. Solana processes millions of transactions daily with low fees, but Ethereum still leads with over 6,000 active monthly developers. NFT trading volumes plunged 45% quarter-on-quarter to $823 million, while sales rose nearly 80% to 12.5 million items, per Dappradar. Ethereum project Chimpers is launching plush blind boxes with NFC and on-chain proof via Base, recalling the thrill of finding a hidden warp pipe in Super Mario Bros. Sotheby's Will auction, the 5-foot 4-pound Martian meteorite NWA 16788 on July 16, 2025 for $2 to $4 million, accepting bids in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and USDC. It is the most valuable Martian specimen ever offered. Mexican billionaire Ricardo Salinas urged homeowners to sell property and buy Bitcoin and gold, noting fiat collapse risks based on his 80s hyperinflation experience. He called the peso's fall from 20 to 3,000 per dollar a lesson in preserving wealth. A June 30th breach at Brazil's central bank via a São Paulo vendor exposed 6 reserve accounts and drained 800 million reais. Investigators froze 270 million reais, traced $30 to $40 million into crypto, and arrested the insider. On July 4, a Bitcoin whale moved 80,000 coins mined in 2011, triggering a 2% price drop to around $107,000. Technical indicators from CryptoQuant and exchange data still signal a long-term bullish trend. A solo miner scored 3.173 BTC, about $349,000, on block 903883 using Solo CK. At 2.3 petahashes, it beat odds like a chance encounter in a classic adventure, mining a block once every 8 years on average. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.